Hello, my name is Stacey and welcome to the Jog On mini episode. If you're listening to this but haven't listened to the main episode, which this week was all about alcohol, then go back and listen to that first. Not because there are any spoilers coming up, but I just really need the downloads. So go and have a listen to that. And remember, there's two versions, one with music so that you can run or work out, and one without the music so that you can chill and listen. Thank you to all of those people that got in contact after the last episode. Steve from Sharp Podcast said his mind was blown when he heard that chip shop vinegar isn't actually vinegar. You and me both, Steve. You and me both. I don't know if I'll ever get over it. I asked followers on Twitter to tell me what their favourite alcohol is. Beer, wine and cider are the top drinks in the UK. Alcohol-wise, that is. So, which is the world's favourite? We had a lot of votes, actually. And the one that came out in front was wine, with 38%. There were also quite a few fans of gin, including Tom the Runner, Bikes and Laces, and Walford Weekly Podcast. Casting Lots, which is a podcast all about survival cannibalism, and was actually quite useful to me when I was doing the cannibal episode. They say they would go for European fruit beer. It's a little bit of an acquired taste, that one, I think. And Soapy Madams enjoy whiskey or scotch. Although the pubs aren't open yet for us to go and sit down to have a pint, there are a few pubs near me that are selling beer for takeaway. Yesterday, me and my husband went and got a few pints of ale. Because they can't pour it into glasses, the ale was poured into plastic milk cartons. It's a novel way of buying beer. Just so you know, beer does not pour well from the tap into a milk bottle. It just ends up being all foam that needs to be squeezed out, like squeezing toothpaste out of a tube. It took the poor guy 10 minutes to fill a 2-pint carton. But then we took our milk cartons of beer to a quiet corner of the park and enjoyed drinking it in the sunshine. Now, you may recall in the main episode that I said us Brits don't really drink warm beer. Well, I'm afraid to say we fell right into national stereotypes and we did drink the ale at a temperature some of you may regard as warm. It was still, you know, colder than room temperature, and it was still refreshing. I enjoyed it immensely. Now, I've been going to work every day and have been running rather than taking public transport. I then went and tore my calf muscle and had to rest up for 2 very frustrating weeks. But for those of you that haven't been able to get out as much as you've wanted, I hope that you're keeping healthy, both mentally and physically. I'd love for you to tell me what you've been doing instead of the races, the park runs, or your usual training regime. I've been doing quite a few workouts in the garden, so the poor neighbours have been watching me doing jumping jacks up and down the length of the garden, using a skipping rope for the first time in, I don't know, 20 years, and swearing under my breath each time I can't do more than 30 seconds. But any little bit of exercise helps. A little update on my push-up challenge. You may remember that one of my goals for 2020 was to be able to do 1 push-up. I've still not managed it. I'll keep going. I don't know, I just haven't got the upper body strength. But hey, there's still 6 months of the year left, so hopefully by Christmas I will have done at least 1 real push-up. I've had a few ideas for subjects for the next episode. However, I put a poll on Twitter and asked my followers what they would want me to cover. I really want to do an episode on time. However, the results are in and the masses have asked for sleep and dreams. So, in preparation, I'd love for you to send me weird or recurrent dreams you've had and I'll try and interpret them for you. I'm not promising 100% accuracy with interpretation, but I'll do a moderate amount of Google research to make sure I have the right idea. I don't want to be telling you your dream is predicting big money coming your way when it's really just a bit of ripe cheese agitating your guts and giving you vivid dreams. Oh, actually, I should look into whether cheese does give you vivid dreams or nightmares. If you want to know the answer to that, check out the next episode. I'd like to end this episode with a few podcast recommendations. If you're open to giving anything a go, then you should check out these podcasts. One is quite a new one to me, and the other I've been listening to for years. The first one is How Do You Like Me Now? I only discovered this podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I've been binging on as many episodes as I can get into a week. It's a very funny podcast featuring Will and Liz, who are a married couple, and they're re-watching kids' shows from the 80s and 90s. Shows like Transformers, Fraggle Rock, Woof, Get Your Own Back. It's exactly the stuff I was watching when I was a kid. What's really great about it is although there are, you know, worldwide famous American cartoons and programs, there are a lot of British shows that were on BBC and ITV that I'd forgotten long ago. It's a great walk down memory lane, and Liz cracks me up. I find myself laughing out loud at least once per episode. The second podcast I'd like to recommend is For Keeps. It's a podcast hosted by David Peterofsky. I've been listening to this podcast for a very long time, and I always get excited when I see a new episode appear in my podcatcher. David interviews people that collect stuff and chats to them about their collections. There have been people collecting all sorts of things, like Beanie Babies, diaries, and even hot sauce. David has a wonderfully relaxed interview style, so if you're looking for a positive, interesting, and enriching podcast, For Keeps is for you. That's it from me for this episode. Remember to get in contact with me on Twitter at RunWithMePod or Instagram at RunWithMeOnThis to let me know about your dreams. The songs featured in the main episode are available on a Spotify playlist, so if there's a song you enjoy, search for RunWithMeOnThis featured songs on Spotify. There are now enough songs on the playlist for you to be able to have a 35-minute workout, which is just fabulous. And with every episode that comes out, I add another 3 songs to the playlist. So you get an extra 9 minutes or so with every episode. You can obviously pick and choose if you just want to download 1 or 2 of those to put into your own playlist. Bye-bye for now. Take care, stay safe, and I'll see you in your dreams.